previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM, your music, your world, Maroon 5 and SZA with What Lovers Do. It is exactly 8:15 on a Wednesday morning with Wayne Lee and Charlie T on Algoa FM Breakfast. Every second week we invite the executive mayor for Nelson Mandela Bay into the studio to answer to the questions which you have sent through to us over the last couple of days and weeks. And we're joined in the studio by the executive mayor for Nelson Mandela Bay, Gqaba Banga. Good morning.
Good morning to your listeners.
Nice to have you join us again. A couple of questions. We can't get through all, but we'll try and get through as many as we can this morning. Lee's got the first one.
I do indeed. Mr. Mayor is from Dudley. He says, morning, Mr. Mayor. I reported a streetlight in front of a house next door to me 2 years ago, and it was never fixed. I really don't know what's going on, and the light is in front of a house in Bushback Street in Galvindale.
I have already spoken to the Executive Director for Electricity, Mr. Magalena, to go and resolve the problem. And I'm sure by the end of the week, this problem will be resolved. But I must say that since we approved the contract for bulbs and streetlights repairs, we have repaired not less than 1,504 streetlights throughout the city, which means at least there's a bit of progress. And I'm excited to say that in the main areas, we have put up not less than 1,000 lights, LED lights. And LED lights are energy efficient.
Oh, awesome.
And not only that, they are more brighter. And that's what we want to do for the city, because we have to adapt with time and make sure that we save electricity and also make our community brighter again.
So the first phase included the 1,000 lights on the N2, and I understand that the next phase will target main roads and collector roads across the metro.
Yes,
excellent.
Yes, of course.
All right, Mr. Mayor, next one is from Roland. It says, a service delivery complaint submitted on the 10th of May back in 2016. It has been taking a while. This is about an illegal shop situated at a residential area without having the rezoning certificate. And this matter has been lying with the settlements and has only recently responded, advising that the matter is now being handled with no definite time frame in place. So I'd like to ask the mayor for his assistance, as this illegal business is negatively affecting the value of our property and the sale thereof. Thanks, that's from Roland, Mr. Mayor.
Roland, I must say that this is a common problem in the city as we speak right now. People are not following the rezoning application processes. And what we have done is that was to put up a committee for enforcement. We call it the Problem Buildings Bylaw. It's led by the mayor, because we want to make sure that we enforce the bylaws of the city. We're doing something about it. The application, if it's in the legal department, meaning it has been processed. But the unfortunate part of it is that I'm the appeals authority in as far as legal matters are concerned. Therefore, for now, I can't comment until it comes to my
hearing. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure the MMC for Human Settlement, the spokesperson, will then make sure that this is followed up. And then when it comes to my office, there's an appeal, and then I will have to deal with it.
Okay, here's another one, Mr. Mayor, from Anthony. He says, does the 15-day period after your rates and water payment date still count, as well as the third day before 30% on electricity purchase deduction kicks in? He says they started deducting on electricity purchases the same day he was supposed to make payment on his water and rates bill. That's Anthony.
Anthony, I must say, I understand that many of our residents have been affected negatively by the impacts of COVID-19, people have lost jobs and many residents. And it's difficult for them to pay municipal services. Yesterday, I had a meeting with the business chamber. They were raising similar things like how do we restructure how people pay. And I've said I will consider the proposals that they are putting up. And we're doing a lot of investigations in this regard. But I must say, our billing system, the way our billing system works is that on your municipal statement, you have what is called your statement date, meaning you have 30 days to pay from that day. Then you have a date labeled a payable day before. It's important to note that this day is day 31. So if you are only paying on that date, the system picks up as being late, meaning if you pay on the 31st, the system will pick up that your payment is late. Therefore, there will be an additional amount put up for you to pay, meaning you'll be penalized. Therefore, we encourage people to follow this guidance. In the main, it's written into our statements that informs people on how to pay their accounts.
All right, Mayor, I'm going to ask this question because outside of doing this show, I do work in the security industry, and I'm well aware of how crime has increased in NMB. However, one particular area in Nelson Mandela Bay, Lovemore Heights, has had up to almost 20 break-ins, burglaries, attempted burglaries, trespassing incidents. And I'm also aware that the security companies are aware of three individuals that are causing chaos in these areas. However, the issue of streetlights not working in Lovemore Heights, particularly where these houses have been hit. One, what is the plan to get these streetlights working? And two, what are we going to do as a metro to create a safer city here?
Yeah, thank you very much for this important question. You won't believe that a friend of mine, and I think a month back, reported to me, Mr. Bobo Pemba, that in his house there was a break-in. He was in Joburg. It's clear that it's people who understand the operations in that, who monitor the people. The first thing we must do, and I think I'll raise it with our head of safety, is that safety should be a comprehensive and integrated approach. And I think private security companies, the police, and also our metro services should develop an integrated plan on how we can work together to deal with this situation. I know in some areas, private security companies play a pivotal role, and I would appeal that kind of an interaction to deal with this should be dealt with, because it looks like this area is targeted. But however, we have also been involved in encouraging a neighborhood watch in different communities. You might have seen that I was in KwaMaxaka sponsoring a neighborhood watch. Mr. Best in New Brighton, we're going to Chetty, we are going to Lorraine and other areas. These neighborhood watch groups, they work so well in assisting communities in fighting crime. And I think it should be our collective effort to deal with the issue of crime. The other issue we are looking at right now as a city, it's CCTV. I know that private companies, some of them, they do have cameras. And also as a municipality, we're planning to increase our capacity for CCTV in the city. That's what Mr. Best is busy with, and I'm sure a contract is going to be out for us to deal with this problem. But this issue of Lovemore Heights, we must have a plan. We must make sure that we deal with criminals decisively, and we can't allow our residents to be terrorized by criminals.
Absolutely. Agree with you. And glad to see that is going to be addressed. However, the light situation, is there a time light on the street lights in Lovemore Heights in terms of when we can get that fixed?
We have dealt with already. Yesterday, the contractor was there.
Okay.
And I'm sure that they were dealing with that one. It's been confirmed to me that the light situation have been dealt with in Lovemore Heights. If there's any other problem again, therefore, we must be informed. But it's confirmed to me that we'll fix the lights.
Work is taking place.
Yes.
All right, there we go. That's all the time we have for this morning. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A lot of questions coming through, which we'll address to you on your next visit to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this morning on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.